الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, today's ayah is an ayah from the 24th juz' and it is the juz' we finish in Taraweeh. And the ayah is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون. And the translation is, He created you from one person, then made from it its mate, and brought down livestock for you, eight kinds in pair. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers, in successive formations, in a triple darkness. Such is Allah, your Lord. His is the kingdom. There is no God but He. There is no God but He. So what made you deviate? This ayah encapsulates the very notion of a very well-structured world, not by chance, but by design. A design that no man or theory or science can think of, let alone construct so perfectly. So subhanallah. However, we find that the propagated ideal society from the West is one which consigns the belief that God is the ultimate legislator and lawmaker into the dustbin of history. A relic of a past where wars were fought between people all over different creeds and different religions. True liberation is achieved in the West by completely breaking away from the shackles of religion and making sure that God has no bearing in how you live your life. But this social experiment of removing God from people's affairs has turned out to be one where the results are negative upon negative. I mean, you ever wondered why people consume so much recreational drugs? Why people black out drunk or to drown their sorrows? To forget the reality they live in a supposedly ideal society. Why is that? The proofs for a creator far exceed any theory that exists today, an absolute truth. And we must present this on a rational basis, and we must show the people a way to live other than the depressed and sorrow lifestyle of the post-fact era. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.